More than 5,000 people are serving life sentences in Pennsylvania prisons without the possibility of release. Ralph Bolden is one of them. He was convicted of first-degree murder after killing a man during a robbery in 1994. In prison, Bolden has taken to writing. He and five other men, most of whom are also sentenced to life, have chronicled their experiences in a new book called Life Sentences. Bolden called 90.5 WESA's Ann Lee Herring from inside a state prison in Erie County.
What do you hope people get out of the book?
When we incarcerate someone, we send them away from us. That trash, throwing it away. So I hope our book lets people know that although we have made some bad choices in our lives, that we are still human beings. And most of us here in these prisons do want to change. We want to get better.
In the book, you say your crime was a reaction to a system that you felt was seeking to grind you into the ground, but you say that's not an excuse. So it sounds like you see yourself as both a victim and a victimizer. Where do you draw that line?
It comes to the point where whenever you go through trauma, one of the things that happens to victims is sometimes they become a victimizer themselves. Their reaction may be something that it's them trying to figure out what to do with the world, how to define the world, and their perception of the world may change. Mine did. Once I felt all these inequities and all these things happening to me, along with the stress I was dealing with and the anxiety I was dealing with, it caused me to be in a different mind state than what I was. And again, this is not an excuse. This is explaining what's happening to me. And I was getting good feedback from my family and concern from them about what I should be doing. But at the time, I dissociated myself from that. So that's where I draw the line at, because I still had choices. I tried to get help, but it didn't work. I should have tried again.
What prompted you to take responsibility and to stop making excuses?
Actually, it started with me, honestly, in the courtroom. When I heard the wife of the man that I shot, when I heard her speak about her husband, something in that, the way she looked at me and spoke to me. She said, I'm not sure if you understand me or if you understand what I'm saying to you, but you just didn't kill one person. You killed more than one person. You know, this man was my friend, my best friend, my children's father, someone's son. And as she went through this, it just really was, I didn't mean, first of all, as a young man, I'm like, I didn't mean to hurt her. I didn't mean to hurt his children or anybody else. And it just dawned on me, like, wow, what did I do? You know, and I looked behind me and I saw the tears in the faces of my family also, you know, and I'm like, what did I do? You know, all the bravado and the braggadocios in the street, all that stuff just left. And that began something within me that I saw that I had to get better, that I was really sorry for what I'd done.
You initially spent 5 years on death row, mm-hmm. Then you appealed your sentence and got life in prison. How did that change the way you thought about your situation or yourself and your future?
It gave me more of an opportunity to be something other than just sitting in a cell. Because, you know, as you know, death row was solitary confinement, so you're sitting in a cell all day. So now, off of death row, I was coming out, and I got to see other people who were just trying to figure out what to do. I became a tutor when I started doing other things. So it gave me a better understanding to find out who I was as a person, why I'm here on this planet. I wasn't put on this planet to be a thug or a tough guy or whatever. And at one time, I thought that's what being a man was. And that time, I got to realize who I was supposed to be on death row. So coming off of death row, I got to put that in action.
That was WESA Government and Accountability reporter Ann Lee Herring speaking with Ralph Bolden. Bolden wrote the book Life Sentences with five other men who are or were incarcerated in Pennsylvania.